damn, I wish I was a hot Korean girl. I could be all like, I'm a hot Korean girl. It's even better if she's North Korean. They're low maintenance. Here's some lipstick, honey. Use it to look pretty. Plus, you can eat it. If you're still hungry, just grab some dirt outside. It's Australian dirt, so it's high in iron. I mean, come on, name one fat North Korean chick. Of course, excluding the 12 million anorexic ones, half their population. This is the Drudge Report for the 20th of September, 2012. My name is Julius Reed, and I see with two eyes. France is tightening security within their embassies in the Middle East over potential backlash of an incendiary cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad. In the Muslim faith, Muhammad is forbidden to be visualized, most likely because they're gaga over the words of some illiterate man more than 2.5 millennia ago. What? Did he invent the internet? Is that why he's so popular? French schools in up to 20 countries have also closed amid fears of a violent backlash. But look out, Australia. Tomorrow I'm doing an exclusive 5-hour special Drudge Report Bonanza. Stay tuned as I dress up as the most borderline racist Muhammad your eyes have ever seen, kit with fake sausage explosives, yet real pubic facial hair, before ending the night by stoning an innocent Muslim girl for refusing to give head in front of a national audience. God, I hope she refuses. With the amount of sex I'm getting, one more bite and I think it's about to drop off. The purple tint on my penis doesn't look good in high definition. Paris's Louvre Museum has unveiled an Islamic art wing. Gee, I wonder why. Maybe it's even featuring the Muhammad cartoon as its main feature. The project cost $130 million in a decade-long development cycle. With its mission of heightening cross-cultural understanding, it's too bad you could have bought an Xbox for every Muslim child instead and achieved the same goal 50 times better with the same amount of money. What better way than to let kids experience the positives of America than through video games with endless nights of Call of Duty and Halo? Of course, the arrogant French will send French-only games, such as Yoplay 7, Noplay, the heroic story of a tub of yogurt, and Call of Surrender 5, the only Call of Duty game that has you losing missions in order to progress the story. It's no wonder the Middle East are so pissed off. Senator Brown, in his first debate, has hit candidate Elizabeth Warren over her controversial claim of Native American heritage. Have you seen her? She's friggin' white! She's friggin' white! If she's Native American, that makes me half Mexican, half Italian. Let me guess, she wanted to start her own Indian casino, and all she had to do was put on a stupid hat! In response, Miss Native America said that Brown should stop scaring women, not that you can scare someone like Warren's face does. Polls indicate that Brown is taking a slight lead against Warren, which proves that people are racist against Native Americans. Unless if people's eyes and common sense prove them wrong! And they realise that she's just a skimpy white woman who you'll soon be seeing in the mature category of your preferred porn site. Sorry, I meant Native American matures. The first Native American porn star who's not scared of having their soul trapped within a camera. All 120,000 frames. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez could be facing his toughest election yet, as crime rates in the country soar and spending gets out of hand. Murders are up more than 400% since 1998, with only 8 out of every 100 murders committed in the country of 28 million ending in arrest. Although, let's be honest, the Chavez socialist dictatorship was nothing more than a bunch of lies, backed by some of the sweet Venezuelan crude. It's no wonder he's so fat. He can't get enough of the corruption, and you gotta be taking some of that refined South American cocaine to believe that he's not pulling the strings. Your sting is up, Chavez. Not that some 19-year-old kid has a say in your leadership. That's right, the Reed is running for president in 2012. Doggy style. I mean, gorilla style. I swear I meant gorilla style. Maybe I meant Gundam style. I just don't know anymore. Facebook has said that it will start charging businesses to run offers on its social network, turning a previously free service into a potential revenue generator. Wall Street is struggling, and what better way than to choke and suck all the life out of Main Street, the vicious cycle that even marriage can't beat. On the other hand, while your wife won't steal your wealth from inflation, she'll complain for hours on end about leaving the toilet seat up. I guess Wall Street win this time. Mitt Romney has seized on President Barack Obama's statement that he can't change Washington from the inside by telling him he can only change it from the outside. Well, we're going to give him a chance in November. He's going outside. But also saying, I can change Washington. I will change Washington and we'll get the job done from the inside. He can't do it. Nice one, Rom Dog. If I were your scriptwriter, I would have said something along the lines of, hey guys, I was fisting my wife so hard that she was begging for Obamacare. Sorry, I keep confusing my porn scripts with my presidential ones. Either that or this speech was written for Obama. I hear he's getting desperate. Paris Hilton has been caught on tape making homophobic and derogatory statements about gay men who have random sex with strangers, even stating that most of them probably have AIDS. But I don't blame her. She's just spiteful of the number of STDs she has. It's cramped like AIDS but healthier. I hear it's high in protein. Although it is true that a gay US flight attendant is most likely responsible for spreading the virus like wildfire. She goes on to say that gay guys are the horniest people in the world, which would make Paris Hilton the most meaningless gay person in history, of course implying that she's just a slut. Do I have to explain the jokes to you? I thought we had something going on, but you can just forget it. President Obama is refusing to admit that he broke his 2008 promise to get an immigration bill passed in his first year of office, a huge blow to the Hispanic voters. As per usual, blaming the Republicans and the economy, and I think he's full of it. Is it because a Mexican guy raped you when you were younger? Is this what this is all about? Don't worry, you can tell me. I'd never talk shit about anyone. I highly doubt he's contacting me anytime soon. My best bet is to get in with one of his daughters once they become of legal age. I hear Sasha's into Asians. The Iranian government is set to defend itself against foreign cyber attacks and regulate its internet by doing the unthinkable, by creating their own internal version of the internet. It appears the country are laying down the technical foundations for a national online network. Although I just don't get it. Would there be like 5 websites since 3 people in Iran actually know how to use HTML? I can't wait to play the web-based Java version of Iranian Counter-Strike. It's a real shame because there's no option to join Counter-Terrorist. That makes no sense. How very dinner jacket of me. That's my dinner jacket. In other Middle Eastern news, the Israeli army has also staged its largest snap exercise in recent years, deploying troops in the occupied Golan Heights as contingency planning for possible conflicts with Iran and Syria. Yay. It's like one big game of Risk, only I'm sure a board game is no match for a nuke to the face. Have fun, and remember to be safe. Monica Lewinsky, the same woman who claimed to have had an affair with Bill Clinton during his years in the White House, is set to reveal all, including secret love letters to Bill Clinton and his penchant for kinky sex, in a new tell-all about her days as his favourite intern. It looks like someone's getting desperate for some cash. Lewinsky, who turns 40 next year, is making 12 million big ones from this memoir and plans to describe Clinton's, quote, insatiable desire for three-way sex, orgies, and the use of sex toys of all kinds. She knows all my sexual fantasies all too well. All she needs to do now is fake a sex tape with a Clinton stunt double and she's golden. I shotgun production rights, as well as playing Clinton. That's it. No, really, that's it. The podcast stops here. How about here? Wait, I was just joking. Now. Whatever, I don't need you guys. The Reed's got a girlfriend and she's steaming hot. That's not true. Relatives don't count, do they? This has been the Drudge Report for the 20th of September 2012. I've been Julius Reed and I wouldn't mind having a sexual affair myself. I'm thinking of a little Vietnamese girl. If it's gonna screw up my career, I may as well go out with a bang. How about a baby giraffe? Do they even have appendage or do they like just put a foot in or something? I don't know, but I'm getting wet thinking about it. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the future.